ham.
So we, Deidre's and I, filled in for the Musers this past week.
Thank you.
As they're on their, in the midst of their 8-month vacation, it seems. One of the things I was tasked with doing was the A40 bit. I believe DJ mentioned this off-air. Very high-concept ideas this week. We had Chad GPT.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We also had Amos the dog born with no anus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From a story that an Australian dog had no rectum.
That was a little less high concept. That was not the one I was specifically talking about.
G'day, mate.
Yeah.
That was a bizarre story, though.
Yeah. Did, you know, generic dog voice, because there's another way to do it.
It's amazing that that story crossed our desk, and then we thought...
Shocking, right?
We need not just one segment on this, basically two.
Two. But the one I did on Monday, I got the most feedback on. The concept of this stemmed from a conversation off-air in the control room between DJ and I during the hardline. The idea was of a biopic. I think it was during E! News we were discussing a hardline biopic.
Just going through casting of who we would have play different members of the show, and then it just kind of expanded.
We had two in particular. Corby was going to be played by Liam Neeson.
Naturally.
So, but and Ham can do the Liam Neeson voice, so he was repeating
Corby drops,
famous
like,
Corby drops as Liam Neeson.
Yeah. He's talking about being surrounded by women his entire life at TCU.
Why don't you do it?
I can't do it. My throat.
Your throat is completely
oh,
fine. Give the people
out
what they want. It's such a good impression.
It's not. I forgot how to do it.
What a cop out.
And the other was Lando, who was playing Lando.
Oh, I'm playing myself in the biopic?
No.
Oh, okay.
Being played by Danny DeVito.
Well, Danny DeVito?
We couldn't find a perfect one-for-one match, so some of these are a little slapped together.
I think the resemblance is uncanny.
What about, like Seth Green?
Never heard of him.
Danny DeVito's way better.
Yeah.
But, like, season 15 of Sunny Danny DeVito, where he's gone completely off the deep end.
And that's Orlando. So we had Lee Mason as Corby.
Okay.
And Danny DeVito.
This has Blockbuster written all over it.
Thank you.
Roseanne as Dave is pretty solid.
Yeah. We'll hear the rest. But yeah. Didn't know what to do with that because literally the concept was just, what if these two people were playing them? So Danny DeVito doing tickers and super hyperlative
Liam Neeson as yeah. Corby.
But yeah, so we tucked that away for a rainy day. Well, flash forward a week. A fill-in this past week.
Panicking, trying to... What,
brainstorming ideas.
The thing with the 840, I feel like this has happened a couple of times for us, where we'll have a bunch of ideas, but the Monday idea. What do we do first coming out of...
What bats lead off?
Yeah.
And you guys know when you fill in for the Musers just how awesome and cool everyone is online about it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just part of the deal. I think we're a little beyond that. If we think it's something that is... We think is funny. Then
that's what's important. Make each other laugh.
Yeah. Yes. But we were brainstorming ideas, and I remembered we have these actors playing Lando and Corby.
Mm-hmm.
So coupled with the Musers being out, we thought of, what if there was an actual Musers biopic that was happening that they were going to be consultants on? That's why they're on vacation. I mean, we have a lot of biopics. We have the Bob Dylan one that just, I think it was nominated for a couple of awards.
Yeah.
With Timothy Chalamet.
You got the Bruce Springsteen one.
We have the Springsteen one coming out with Dude from Bear.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of those countless others with the Queen one and whatnot and Rocket Man. What if there is one for a radio show? And we came up with this.
You know their names.
George Gordon Grieg.
This summer, witness their rise. The three voices at a time in America's history where we couldn't be further apart, if that time was the early 90s. Three men who dared to cut through the radio fog of Tejano music and challenge what we know about radio today. They are the Courage Boys. Emmy Golden Globe winner John Goodman as George Dunham.
Yep. This is where I will fart.
A down-on-his-luck impoverished Chicago kid with a fart of gold, who went on to jump up the streets of Argyle and become the enchilada butt-fueled broadcaster feared in all other markets.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah! Emmy winner and 2001 Food Writer of the Year hologram Anthony Bourdain is Junior Miller.
Mommy!
The Amarillo kid who went from believing he could bike his way into weather only to turn around and become a Category 5 tornado of talk radio. And NFL Hall of Famer and star of Landman Jerry Jones is Gordon Keith, a Mississippi farm kid who went from being a voiceless yokel to an impressionist and psychotic madman that rubs elbows with Hollywood's elite. They would challenge everything we knew about radio. What if one show could be good for 30 years straight and fight every step of the way? Watch sports radio's most controversial moments in real time as we reenact them on the big screen.
Doesn't make sense.
Relive all the highs of their storied careers and, more importantly, all their lows.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I think you guys are being way too hard on Dave Campo considering the roster he had to work with.
Please. What? You're being hard on Dave Campo.
You're saying the same thing to me about Wade Phillips.
Well, I know, but you daily call him an idiot. I mean,
nobody
I
did
too,
more.
Too
nobody did
Wade.
More to undermine Wade's image and credibility in this town than you with the fake Wade.
It was a fake. It was humor. It wasn't serious
humor.
Sports opinion. Yeah, it was humor.
Okay, I get it.
Really? You really think that I was harder on Wade Phillips when I defended him here weekly?
I think I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I guess work up a Jason Garrett impersonation and you can do it.
Okay.
Three icons would bring hope to a hopeless signal, brought laughter to a laughless city, brought levity to the unleaveniest of circumstances.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth.
That was
KTDK,
our moment of
Sherman-Denison.
Sorry.
KTDK, Sanger.
I'm very sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm very sorry.
This is supposed to be the moment of silence now.
All right, let's do the moment of silence. Okay. Here's one thing before we move on and take calls on this. Time out. I thought the moment of silence was between the ID and when he came on and started talking again. That's the moment of silence, isn't it?
It's a little longer than what you left there.
That was very awkward.
Let me just say this.
You went to call.
Follow their journey as they went from virgins at North Texas to virgin titans of radio. From unknowns to Marconi winners. From courageously burning the midnight oil from 5:30 to 10 after crushing it for so long, to taking a step back from broadcasting and virtually only doing 3 hours a week, getting rid of the corner, and negotiating a podcast in 40 weeks paid vacation. It's The Courage Boys, also starring Academy Award winner Will Smith as Jacob Denimore, three-time Emmy winner Aaron Paul as Ryan Baldwin.
Hey, guys.
Three-time MLB MVP Shohei Ohtani as Tyler Samsel.
Pizza.
Terry Crews as Donovan Lewis.
Were you a big dog in school?
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Alexander Skarsgård as Matt McLaren.
Do what you want.
Lead singer of Weezer Rivers Cuomo as Travis Mejia.
Watch my nuts.
Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen as John Bass.
Hoo-ah.
Academy Award winner and four-time Golden Globe winner Tilda Swinton as David Minow.
2020 or
Chris Hemsworth as Justin Montemayor.
Yeah.
Three Golden Globe and two Tony Award winner Liam Neeson as Corby Davidson.
Always bet on black.
Adam Driver as Bob Sturm.
Obviously.
11-time Daytime Emmy Award winner Rosie O'Donnell as Dave Lane. Mina Kimes as DJ Ringenberg. Golden Globe and Emmy Award winner Danny DeVito as Kevin Landrum. Shea Whigham as Matt Birmingham.
Cups.
A potted plant as Jay King. 5-time Emmy winner, 6 Screen Actors Guild Award winner, and Golden Globe and Tony winner, Tony Shalhoub as E.A. Azad and Creighton Branch. And also starring 4-time Academy Award winner and 10-time BAFTA winner, Woody Allen as Skip Bayless. Academy Award Tony and 2-time Golden Globe winner, Dame Judi Dench as the old Grey Wolf, Mike Reiner. Timothy Oliphant as Jeff Catlin. Richard Jewell as Rich Phillips. 3-time Golden Globe winner Paul Giamatti as Fernando. Archival footage of Norm MacDonald and Ashton Kutcher as Dan and Two-time Academy Award and Primetime Emmy winner Anthony Hopkins as Norm Hitchkiss. 31-time International Strongman winner Hathor Julius Bornstein as Nasty Nestor. Sydney Sweeney as Marge Shimdidler. And Deep Eddie as Conrad.
Thank you.
Coming this fall. Which is the next time you'll probably hear them on air again. The Courage Boys.
Wow.
That is amazing.
So much great casting.
Yes.
And there's still a lot that was left off.
Like, okay, Danny DeVito's playing me.
I think the best casting out of all
Chris
of that.
Chris Hemsworth is playing Monty.
Tony Shalhoub is EA and Creighton.
I think the best one I came up with was Tilda Swinton as Mino.
Yeah.
I also like a potted plant as Jake.
Alexander Skarsgård does kind of look like
Matt McLaren.
Matt McLaren's much handsomer, more successful brother. It's genius casting. I don't know how we're going to pay for this, and there's no way we're making our money back on this budget. But if you're going to do the movie, you got to do it right, and that's a pretty solid cast there.
And there might be room for a sequel, Elf's Reckoning.
Ooh.
Elf's right Reckoning.
There. Yeah.
He is not cast in this movie.
No.
No character
not
in this biopic.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
I don't know about Amos the dog with no anus, but this was a home run last week. Very well done.
Thank you. But yeah, inside the bit behind our Musers biopic.
Maybe, very well done.
Maybe we'll have another one when we're filling in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Took everything we had out of us. All right.
Yay.
Good job, Ham. So you just wanted to replay some audio from earlier in the week.
Bingo.
You did it very well.
Thank
you.
Did it well.